Praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, we come to you this morning with joyful hearts, with thanksgiving, thanking you, Lord, that just as you told us in your word, my sheep know my voice and a voice of a stranger we will not follow. We have gotten to know one another, Lord, and we are family. As I said, together, everyone accomplishes more here on the TMC. And we thank you, Lord, for the originators of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Lord, and their diligence to have this call to go on for almost 8 years, Lord. Whereas I said earlier, we share one another's joy, we share in each other's sorrow, we laugh together, we cry together. So, Father, thank you for the founders of the call, Lord, and we ask that you bless them indeed and bless Dr. P.K. Roberts as she goes on to her appointment this morning. Father, we thank you for our family who have gathered here together. Oh, God, bless each and every one individually, and you know what we stand in need of, and bless us collectively. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will come forth to bring a word. Oh, Father, that we will empty ourselves first so that we could hear what the speaker has to bring. Clear our thoughts and our minds in the name of Jesus. And, Father, bless our speaker indeed. Father, all of you and none of them. Father, we know that that word is going to go forth. Order their footsteps, order their thoughts and their minds this morning. And Father, whatever their hands touch, let them prosper today. Now we bind that old slew foot Satan in the name of Jesus, because this call is going to go forth with clarity, because we are declaring it to be so. We give you praise, O God. We give you our honor, and we bless your name. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. The name that never, ever, ever loses its power. Amen. Well, my TMC family, go out and have a wonderful day today. And remember, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, together everyone accomplishes more. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. God bless you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for seated and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord this morning. Together, everyone accomplishes more Tuesday. Thank you for that tag and the powerful prayer this morning. We give God glory for you, and good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Willis, say welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. Just a little briefing on about this call. If this is your first time, let me share it with you. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we are standing on the word of God, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, our mission here is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we do have a website that you can always go to any time of the day or night if you'd wish to get a word from the Lord. And it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Believe it or not, all the messages from 2010 are archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, the theme for this year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, you can do so. We're not choosing. long as you love the Lord and you want to be a part and share the word of God, or either a greeter or a host, or just be on to just give the love of God from your heart, we definitely want you to be a part of us. And to send that information, you send it to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And if you're unable to send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, I say send them, or verbally put them out on Fridays, then you can also send them to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together? This wonderful, wonderful company called Artists International, which was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago. And here we are still today. We are all going into 8 years here on the Master's Call, and we're so excited where God has brought us together under Artist Life. And just like Minister Willis says, we got to the point where we know each other just by the voice, and it's such a blessing to be a part of God's family here on the Master's Call. So, yes, we have Artist Life that brought us all together with the best products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be glad to share more information with you. Now, we also have the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And today is Presidential Tuesday, and and I'm sure you get some great information about the call. Now, if you have Metro PCS or T-Mobile or Boost, you may need a bypass number to get into those calls, and that bypass number is 716-293-9707. Follow the prompts and you'll be able to get in. So I'm getting out of the way because we have this wonderful, wonderful dynamic speaker who is always ready to serve. I'm telling you, this woman of God is such a blessing to the masses. She is truly a blessing to the Master's Call. And one of the reasons is because she is one of our co-founders. This woman of God has had a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer. She has served not only with all the degrees, I'm telling you, all of them from bachelor's in mathematics, and then she got her master's in divinity from Oral Roberts University, and she just went on and got her doctorate. I'm telling you, God has used this woman all over the world. She is so well known. She has been nominated to Who's Who among American colleges and universities. I think she can get that award right here among Who's Who among Artist Life, Who's Who among TMC, and so many aspects of her life, because she has definitely been a blessing to the masses. This woman of God has founded and served as senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles in Dallas, Texas. She is also has that prophetic ministry going on of Gathering of the Eagles Ministries. She serves as one of the associate ministers at Mount Corinth Baptist Church, where Dr. Clarence Talley is the senior pastor in Hempstead, Texas. She has served in so many capacities in life that we can be here till next week. So I'm getting out of the way because she has been on the radio, the TV, social media. She is known everywhere. You think I'm playing? She is known everywhere. She is equipped with the Word of God. She is equipped to pray for anyone that comes before her. She is equipped to minister in any capacity God has put her in. And I tell you, when she does it with the power of God and the anointing to the fullest. I love and appreciate this woman. We are blessed to have her as our mother eagle. I'm talking about nobody but Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I am here. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for that heartfelt introduction. And absolutely a hundredfold love right back to you, Mississippi Queen, our faithful prayer general. You too have been such a blessing to our Artist Life family, as well as our Master's Call family, thank you for all you do. We love and appreciate you. And to my dear Minister Willa, who lovingly has renamed me, and I am so godly proud of her. She is finally spreading those wings and just soaring to be the awesome woman of God she is. Thank you for greeting and seating our Artist Life family, our TMC family, as they came on the line this morning. Excited to see a lot of new names and numbers on the board. Praise God for each and every one of you. Glad to see our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, also on the board. Warmest greetings to you. Thank you for serving with me on this journey, coming up on 8 years with the Master's Call on October 25th. Well, there is a word from the Lord, but, you know, this coming Sunday is a special day, and I am truly a historian to heart, and it is Father's Day. And I want to give you a little background in history about Father's Day before we get into the word. It would be interesting to know how Father's Day came into practice and celebrated worldwide with an equal sincerity and respect as any other significant holiday, meaning we celebrate Mother's Day. Marketing statistics tell us 7 times more than we celebrate Father's Day. But for those of us who were blessed and honored to be raised in a home with a father, I am truly, if you look up at Webster's Dictionary, Daddy's Girl, you will see Lindsay Weatherspoon and Vanessa. I think I love Jesus so fully, so completely, so totally from a young age because of the great love I had for my father. And so for those fathers, father figures, today is my pastor's birthday, and he has been such a father, spiritual father in my life in this season. And so here's a short history on the holiday and meaning of the different colors of roses used to worn that day and the background and history about Father's Day. Literally about 4,000 years ago, a young boy named Elmusu, spelled E-L-M-U-S-U, wished his Babylonian father good health and a long life by carving a Father's Day message on a card made of clay. No one knows what happened to Elmusu or his father, but the tradition of having a special day honoring fathers has continued throughout the years in countries across the world. Now, the countries where the Catholic Church was a significant influence on the culture and society, Father's Day was and is still celebrated on St. Joseph's Day, March 19th. And that began in the Middle Ages, Joseph being the husband of Mary and the legal father of Jesus who raised him as a carpenter. They celebrate Father's Day in the Catholic Church by calling it St. Joseph's Day. This celebration was brought by the Spanish and Portuguese to Latin America, where March 19th is often still used for it. Through many centuries in Europe and in the Americas, has adopted the U.S. date, which is the third Sunday of June, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, because it's important to know that literally still in many parts of the world, especially even in Spain, March 19th is considered Father's Day. But in the U.S., after Anna Jarvis' successful promotion of Mother's Day in Gafton, West Virginia, the first observance of a Father's Day was held on July 5th, 1908, in Fairmont, West Virginia, in the Williams Memorial Methodist Episcopal Church South, now known as Central United Methodist Church. And her name again was Grace Golden Clayton. Grace Golden Clayton. She was mourning the loss of her father when in December 1907, the Monongahela mining disaster in nearby Monongahela, I'm probably crucifying the name of that city, but it had 361 men killed and 250 of them were fathers in this mining town, leaving around 1,000 fatherless children. So Clayton suggested that her pastor, Robert Thomas Webb, honor all those fathers, and that occurred July 5th, 1908. Now, Clayton's event did not have the repercussions outside Fairmont, Virginia, for several reasons. Among them, the city was overwhelmed by other events and going through the grieving process of all these men. And the celebration was never promoted outside the town itself, and so no proclamation of it was made by the city council. Now, Father's Day is celebrated popularly, we know, on the third Sunday, which is this upcoming Sunday in June, in most parts of the world. And the idea for creating a day for children to honor their fathers began literally in Spokane, Washington. And this is, again, when a woman by the name of Sonora Smart Dodd, thought of the idea for Father's Day while listening, again, to a Mother's Day sermon. And this happened in 1909, so approximately 2 years later. Having been raised by her father, Henry Jackson Smart, after her mother died, her father, this is a single parent, raised six children there. And she was also a member of the Old Cemetery Presbyterian Church, now known as Knox Presbyterian Church, where she first proposed the idea. So after hearing a sermon about Jarvis's Mother's Day in 1909 at Central Methodist Episcopal Church, she told her pastor that fathers should have a similar holiday to honor them. And although she initially suggested June 5th, because that was her dad's birthday, the pastor did not have enough time to prepare their sermons, and the celebration was deferred to the third Sunday in June. So several local clergymen there in Spokane, Washington, accepted the idea, and on June 19th, 1910, the first Father's Day sermons honoring fathers was presented throughout the city. And it was her father that made all the parental sacrifices and was, in the eyes of his daughter, a courageous, selfless, and loving man. And so that's why a lot of us who were raised by earthly fathers in a loving home makes it real easy to love our heavenly father. Well, progressing on in time, in 1924, about 14 years later, President Calvin Coolidge proclaimed the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. And in 1926, a National Father's Day Committee was formed in New York City, and Father's Day was recognized by a joint resolution of Congress. Now, from 1926, it took till 1956. So two earlier attempts to formally recognize the holiday, they were defeated by Congress. So that's why it took those 30 years. But in 1957, Maine Senator Margaret Chase Smith, she wrote a Father's Day proposal accusing Congress of ignoring fathers for 40 years while honoring mothers, thus singling out just one of two parents instead of honoring both. So finally, in 1972, President Richard Nixon established the permanent national observance of Father's Day to be held on the third Sunday of June. So Father's Day was born in memory and gratitude by a daughter who cherishes her beloved father and thought that her father and all good fathers should be honored with a special day, just like we honor our mothers on Mother's Day. Now, the rose is the Father's Day flower, and red to be worn for a living father, and white if the father has died. And again, it is so important. And we know, especially in the African-American culture and also a lot of the Hispanic culture, when a father is missing in a home, that affects the home in many ways. And many single-parent moms have strived to get male role models in those homes. And we celebrate all men who have walked in those shoes. And so that's a little bit of history and background. So find some man who has affected and influenced your life this upcoming Sunday. Make sure this June 17th that you celebrate those men in your life. And this morning, I just want to, my last 10 minutes, I'm sorry, yeah, 10 minutes, talk about I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. Well, that's 5 minutes, I should say. I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. And the reason I want to talk about that is, boy, we've been praying about against the spirit of suicide, against the spirit of depression, and a tool that the enemy uses. So I want to remind us and give you five keys to keeping your peace. And that comes from Mark 4. We know the familiar story in verses 35 through 41 in Mark 4, when Jesus was asleep in the ship and the winds and the waves were roaring, and he spoke to them, peace, be still. And peace is defined in Webster's Collegiate Online Dictionary as freedom from mental agitation or anxiety. Freedom from mental agitation or anxiety. In other words, nothing missing, nothing broken. So let's talk briefly about five keys to keeping your peace, the shalom peace of God. That first key is to get into position. Jesus said in that parable in Mark 4, let us pass over to the other side. Let us pass over to the other side. Getting in position with God will often require us to move. That's not a four-letter cuss word. To move, we'll have to go places and associate with new people. Getting in position with God will often require change. Another word that's not a cuss word. We will have to do things differently. You know, the definition of an insanity is to keep doing the same thing the same way and then expect different results. We have to choose to change. To be in obedience with God, it will often require us to explore new places and things we've never done before. With artists, we are all learning about this new 28-year-old company, having to go out of our comfort zone, going to meetings, doing three ways, getting around like-minded people to get important information. And then that verse 36 of the passage, we have to go where we need to go as leaders. Others are following us, trusting us to lead us, to show us what we need to know and what we need to do. We all must get in position. In other words, posture yourself for success. The second key in keeping your peace, get a godly perspective. To keep our peace, we can't be moved by all the bad news around the economy. You know, CNN, constantly negative news. We have to see things like God sees them. And then verse 37, when the winds of adversity were blowing and the winds of discouragement keep spilling over into your ship of life, we have to see it with the eyes of faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Be that eagle that you are and spread those wings and soar above the cloud, the storms of life, and get an aerial view. Get a bigger view. Look at the whole picture. And always remember, God is still in charge. Y'all, we're talking this morning about keeping our peace in the midst of the storm. No matter what, the third key in keeping our peace is we got to decide that we will persevere. Yes, persevere no matter what. Remember, quitters never win and winners never quit. If Jesus told you and he told me to be a part of artists, that this was a God idea, this God time, then the only way that we won't make it to the place called success of Royal Platinum is if you and I quit. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep pressing, keep pouring out to others. We must get the mindset of a warrior. Fight the good fight of faith at 1 Timothy 6, that 12th verse. See, it's a good fight because we've read the back of the book and we know we win. See yourself as a winner. See yourself victorious. See yourself climbing up the mountain on your way over the top. See your overcoming self against every challenge, every obstacle, every roadblock. Choose to believe that you will get to your omega, the finish line, the promotion, the no matter what, how far it seems to be from the alpha to the desired omega, we've got it won already. We are halfway through this month, through this year, with artists. Persevere. Catch your second win. Review your goals. See yourself making the goals you set for this month, this year. Like Jesus said in verse 39, he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Speak to yourself, prophesy to yourself, rebuke the spirit of fear, rebuke the spirit of doubt, rebuke the spirit of procrastination. Embrace the peace of God. Settle your emotions so the voice of God can be clearly heard. That fourth key to keeping your peace is keep your praise. Yes, praise God no matter what, especially when you don't feel like it. Let your praise give you an attitude adjustment. Set the atmosphere. Permeate the heavens with your praise. Regularly have a praise check to keep the atmosphere fresh. Oh, it'll do more than Glade or Lysol ever will. Praise your Heavenly Father. Let the fragrance of the Holy Ghost from heaven fill the air. Oh, remember this morning, I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm, no matter what. And that fifth key, as I close, in keeping your peace, let God perfect in you, work through you. In other words, go through your process. Perfecting requires pruning. Ouch. Purifying. Ooh. Pressing. Ugh. Yes, often causing pain through the process. But we got to allow the pain in the process to push us to purpose. The necessary ingredient we must have to endure the pain while in the process is God's peace. So again, those five keys as I close. Get into position and stay there. Get a godly perspective. Get the eyes of faith. Ask God to show you through his eyes what he sees in the situation. Thirdly, decide that you will persevere, remembering that quitters never win and winners never quit, and that you are going to get to the other side of this. Keep your praise. Open your mouth and give God some praise and shift the atmosphere. Anoint the atmosphere. And lastly, let God perfect in you. Perfect means mature in you, working through you to go through your process. I'm keeping my peace in the midst of thy storm, no matter what. Back to you, Minister Brenda. Sorry for going over. The floor is yours.
Anytime, anytime, when especially when you're preaching like that, which is all the time, you give us the word we definitely need. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O most holy God, our Alpha, our Omega, we call on Abba Father. Thank you, O God, that you have given us the opportunity to call on you and call you our Father, our very own Daddy. We glorify you, Father, because you have made this world a great world for us. Even though we may go through tribulations, you told us in John 16, Lord God, that you have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Yes, we will go through some things, but you have overcome the world, and we thank you that you made us your very own. We thank you for this woman of God who has given us a profound message to allow us, to remind us that we can reside in peace, in joy, and allow you to do the perfect work in us, Lord God, to persevere. We thank you, O God, that you are placing virtues of peace and joy and love and all that Dr. Vanessa needs, Lord God, virtues of blessings on top of blessings, Lord God, on her and her mother, Lord God. We thank you for blessing their surroundings. They're going out, they're coming in, and everything that where their hands touch and where their feet tread, we glorify you and honor you, Lord God, that you're pouring more into her, Lord God, as she honors you in all her ways. We thank you, Father God, for everyone on this TMC call. We ask that you bless them and that you keep them, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for strengthening them, especially after this day of this profound message, Lord God. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through trying health situations. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. And we thank you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, Lord God, for comforting and strengthening the bereaved families, such as Minister Cox and her family, Lord God, and Kendra Carter's family, Lord God, and even my mom's friend who passed away last night, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen the Davis family. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for blessing artist's life in its entirety and everything that's connected to it. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, to hear this playback, and I tell you it's a playback to listen to, is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And next is the new morning motivational call with Presidential Tuesday. And Minister Constance Conaway will be hosting the MMC call. And that number, again, is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, get ready for the I know you're getting ready for the conference, the regional conference in Houston, which is July 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Marriott Hobby Airport. Get your tickets in your back office and be there. And Minister Edith Byrd will be ministering that Sunday morning. We love each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for the profound words that you have given us to sup on this day. We give God glory for you. Would you come and give us our benediction?
Amen. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you for your will being done in our lives. And Daddy God, we are so grateful you always make a way out of no way. Now seal this word into our heart that even as we wrestle with the word in the midst of the storm, we'll always let your word win. Now as we go from this call, but absolutely never from your presence and your power, work in us, through us, for us. Your kingdom come, your will be done as we go out as your ministers in the marketplace. We thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke. We thank you for the sensitivity that allows us to be an agent of change and to preach and decree your word. And Father, with all that we do and say, we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day, and we'll look forward to hearing some of you all on the MMC this morning. Be blessed. Bye-bye.